Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, we do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Write down this number and call them today. You never know how much you could help out. 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Liv the Web Girl, what are you doing today for Murder Monday?
So today we are talking about the Kitchevo Monster, who is known to be Vlado Tineski, a journalist from Macedonia, which is in Europe. For those of you that don't know, I didn't know. And Vlado was born in 1952, and it was one of three children. His parents were both very conservative, and he had an especially tense relationship with his mother, who was a cleaning lady. He was known, though, as a gentle and soft man, and he was married to his eventually estranged wife for 31 years, and even she described him as the same, soft and always gentle. The only time she could remember him getting aggressive was when they lived with his parents. Vlado was a journalist in the small city of Kitchevo, and in 2005, he was working on a very intense piece about a 65-year-old woman named Mitra. She was a cleaning lady who had gone missing. Most people close to her believed that she had run away to escape a jealous boyfriend and that she was probably off somewhere living happy and safe. 2 months after Mitra went missing, a garbage man found a bundle of plastic underneath an abandoned sports arena. Once he got closer, he could see that wrapped inside the plastic was the remains of a human body. Once police investigated, they found that it was in fact the body of a missing 64-year-old Mitra. She had been strangled, bound, tortured, and raped. And what's most chilling is that she had only been dead for 10 days, which means her abductor kept her alive, torturing her for the majority of the 2 months she was missing. Two men were charged for her murder. They were already arrested for breaking into a man's home while high on drugs and beating him until death and then robbing him. So they linked these two young men to this case, even though there was a lack of evidence and they had alibis for the time of Mitra's murder and abduction. They were convicted for a double homicide. Many journalists were in the courtroom during the prosecution, including Vlado. Vlado wrote a lengthy article about Mitra's case that he had been covering since the beginning. 3 years after Mitra's abduction, another housekeeper went missing. But Mitra's murderers were already in jail. So who could have been responsible for this? When we come back, we will dive into the cases of two other women that went missing in similar ways and how Vlado is connected to all of them.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Murder Monday, continuing it right now with Liv the Web Girl. If you're into true crime, you're going to love this.
So when we left off, we had discovered a second woman went missing 3 years after Mitra. This time it was a woman named Lubica, a 56-year-old cleaning lady who went out for groceries and never returned. After weeks of her missing, police started to be reminded of Mitra because of the similarities in her disappearance. They also were reminded of another missing woman, 73-year-old Gritza, a retired cleaning lady who was last seen 5.5 years earlier. People believe that Gritza might have suffered a heart attack while she was alone in a remote area, and an investigation was never done. They never questioned it until now. In February of 2008, 3 months after Luisa went missing, a truck driver noticed a human hand sticking out of a ditch at a rest spot. It was confirmed that it was in fact 56-year-old Luisa. Tests proved that she was beaten, raped, and strangled to death. Her limbs were tied together with telephone cords, and she was wrapped up in garbage bags and disposed in a ditch. Just like Mitra, she was alive and tortured for the majority of the 3 months she was missing. The similarities were too strong to ignore. Vlado wrote an extensive article linking these murders. 3 months later, in May of 2008, a 65-year-old cleaning lady, Zivana, went missing. Not even 10 days later, her body was found. And again, she had been beaten, raped, strangled to death, and bound with telephone cords. The similarities were chilling to the small Kachivo town. Rumors of a serial killer on the loose caused an upstir in this small community. Vlado wrote an extensive article connecting each crime and wrote about them in much detail. Vlado coined the name of this unknown killer as the Kachivo Monster. Police were hard at work to find this killer and worked with police from larger communities to put together a case. Journalists from many different outlets in the small community and outside of it were all writing articles on this horror that was going on in the Kachivo city. Vlado, being the head journalist of this case from the beginning, wrote such a detailed piece that he included information that the police had not yet revealed to any of the public. Police started to become suspicious. He wrote about the telephone cord being used in all of the cases, and that was a detail that the police purposely left out of reports to keep the integrity of the murders.
Busted.
Investigators realized Vlado knew too much. They arrested him. After taking his DNA and matching it with the semen that was found on all three victims, they confirmed that the hard-working, soft and gentle journalist was in fact the Kachivo Monster. He coined his own name as a serial killer. They searched his rural cottage and found extremely graphic pornography photos, along with ropes and cords with the woman's DNA on it and items belonging to the victims. All his victims were cleaning ladies just like his mother and even had physical characteristics to that of his late mom. He had had a tense relationship with her during his entire upbringing, so clearly that gave a motive. Just days after being arrested, Vlado killed himself while in prison by drowning himself in a plastic bucket that was used as the cell toilet. Still today, stories of the Kachivo Monster haunt the Macedonia area. That is your Murder Monday.
Live the Web Girl, thank you so much. You can check it out. We put the podcast up at joeandmackenzie.com.